98.1 KZE. On the line with me today, I've got Michelle Steinwald from Kotzbahn. Michelle, happy summer festival. How are you guys doing?
Oh, thanks for having me. We're doing great. It's, you know, leading up to the festival opening this Saturday. So a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of butterflies and beautiful jitters, but things are going really great.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I can't wait to hear about it. I do kind of want to start out just for anybody who needs a refresher. Can you tell me a little bit about Kotzbahn Cultural Park and sort of what the overall like mission of your facility is?
Yeah, so Kotzbahn Cultural Park was created by a group of dancers to have a residency to be able to explore new ideas, and it's in Tivoli, and it has since grown into a residency center for artists of all types, working on new ideas and collaborations and taking time to be in the Hudson Valley and really focus on their creative projects. And the festival, the annual festival, happens in the fall, and we get to open up the doors and the campus for audiences to come and enjoy not just artists' ideas, but community and full productions of performances, a lot of dance, live music, some theater, some visual arts, and we have some great activities this year, maybe a little unexpected. On the opening morning, we have three activities: a bike maintenance workshop with one of our festival artists, Laura Curry. She does bike dates, so cool. It's a one-on-one activity. And we really wanted people to get to know her, and also she's such a generous person, wanting to kind of show the skills needed to be able to be on your bike as much as she is.
I love that.
We're also, thanks. And on the second weekend, we have a playwrights platform, and the artists Vicky Ramirez, Ty Defoe, and Jeanette Harrison are in residence already. They've been in Tivoli since a few days and working on their new production. And some of the themes coming from their work, called Six Nations, One Fire, have to do with indigenous practices, and one of them is lacrosse. So I've invited the Bard College women's lacrosse team to come and give us a demonstration and teach us some stick skills. And the artists themselves will be teaching us about wampum belts, and we'll be making a huge collectively made wampum belt on one of our fences that will be up for the entire festival.
So, oh, that's so awesome.
We've got some unexpected things.
Yeah, the first two things that you've talked about here are very kind of different for Kotzbahn's programming, which I absolutely love. And I want to, before we move on with all of the other exciting things happening, I just want to kind of drive home that Kotzbahn is such an incredibly beautiful place. And the annual festival presents this amazing opportunity for folks to go and explore and experience it. And as you can hear, experience all different kinds of things. You know, you can take advantage of a bike maintenance workshop that just happens to be at this beautiful, beautiful place in Tivoli. So I just want to, for anybody who's never been there, I urge you to take the opportunity to go and spend some time. So this is all part of the 2026 annual festival. And yeah, let's kind of start with this weekend. What else is going on? I know Valerie June's coming, right?
Incredible. Yes, a dream come true to be working with Valerie June. She is our opening weekend concert at 7 p.m. She's somebody that when I lived in Minneapolis, I was driving with the radio on and I heard her voice and I pulled over so I could look at the radio station's playlist and see who that was. And I've been following her ever since. So it is absolutely a dream come true to have Valerie June in concert at Kotzbahn. And that really is the celebration, that first day. We have three dance performances. So at 1 o'clock, Kupuli Danza Mexicana, they're doing a program that's very interactive. I really wanted this first day of our festival to be really open to all ages, and that there'd be a lot of exchange. I really leaned into the ideas of storytelling and communities and joy. And so this sharing of cultures, Kupuli is sharing Native Mexico is a program around dances of the First Peoples, so first our indigenous artists and their dances.
Awesome.
In, from Mexico.
Yeah.
That's at 1 o'clock. And then at 3 o'clock, Ballez, which is a ballet company from New York City, doing their take on Coppelia. It's called Travesty Doll Play. And for those who know the story ballet, it doesn't include the kind of romance between the two main characters. It actually goes into the relationship between the doll maker and the dolls, the creation.
Mm.
It's a very tender, very moving portrayal of creation and coming into one's own identity.
Yeah. Awesome.
And then in the afternoon at 5 o'clock, Anna Sperber, who's a choreographer from Brooklyn, during the pandemic, she was given the opportunity to choreograph outside. And this outside space was a 15,000 square foot rooftop in Brooklyn.
Wow.
And this was, yeah, it's so impressive. And she hasn't been able to repeat this performance. It's an award-winning show. It won a BESI award for that performance, Bo Echo. She hasn't been able to reproduce it at that scale because it's enormous. And so I reached out to her when we were planning the festival to see if she would be interested in translating it to a space at Cotspon. So she is. And we actually did a test run with some of her instruments in January to see how the sound is outside, and it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful how the valley really picks up the sound and then plays with the noise of the sounds of the trees and the winds and the crickets. So, it's a very different interpretation, but just so beautiful.
Amazing. And then capping off the evening with the Valerie June performance. So this, everything that we've just talked about that Michelle just mentioned, those are all happening this Saturday from the Calpulli Danza Mexicana up to Valerie June. So, I mean, just a jam-packed day of programming.
Yeah, what I learned last year from being in the Hudson Valley is, sometimes you want more because you want it to be worth your time to travel, whether it's across the river or from the city. And I really listened to how audiences were leaning into the programming. And so I focused on doing everything during the day so you're not driving late at night. Where it starts, our free activities start at 11 with our community partners, and then the first show is at 1, 3, 5, and 7. You can see it all. We also have three different food trucks coming. We have Yeah Dogs, we have Van Roy Caribbean Grill, and we have the beloved Samosa Shack coming.
Fantastic.
For Saturday. So all your needs, and then you can wander into Tivoli if you want some delicious ice cream.
Awesome. So this is three successive weekends. So obviously this Saturday, the 29th, and then September 5th and September 12th. And you've got incredible programming for the other two weekends as well. I don't want to necessarily overwhelm people with all of the information, but do you have anything that you really want to highlight from the next two weekends?
Yeah, I think the flavor of the next two weekends, we have a Playwrights Platform. So we have six different productions. You're getting a taste from the playwrights themselves. Often playwrights are kind of pushed aside when a staging happens. And this is the stories from the writers themselves. And so very beautiful combination of playwrights sharing these stories, and then a concert and a sing-along at the end. So every weekend we have a concert at the end, and it's really a celebration of being together for the day and being part of this art exchange. Crickets, the Bearded Ladies on the 5th, and then on the following weekend, two beautiful dance productions, just like the most open-hearted, gorgeous dancers with Ronke Brown Evidence and Courtney Balenciaga Washington and Masters at Work Dance Family. And the closing concert on the 12th is Sedona, which is a project by Miguel Gutierrez, choreographer, and he has been doing for years and just released a record of doing Madonna covers. Now he does them slowed down, so you really get the vulnerability through her lyrics. Mm. And there's a real comfort with that kind of nostalgia. We know that music so well. And the way Madonna sings, when it's up-tempo, it gives you a sense of, like, empowerment and let's like, come on, girls, you know,
yeah.
and move forward, right? Whereas to slow it down, there's that vulnerability. It's very tender and beautiful. And we'll close that with that concert and light a fire together. Kind of give an end to summer and an end to the festival as a community. So
these are just really just a few snippets of the programming happening over the next few weeks at Kotzbahn. And I definitely urge everybody to head over to kotzbahn.org to get all of the information and tickets for the ticketed events.
So one thing I'm bringing back this year is the Performance Lending Library. So last year there were two audio experiences that they're free. At any time, you can come to Kotzbahn. We will have QR codes in the lobby, and you'll be able to stream these artists' prompts to engage in a performance by yourself.
Oh,
and
cool.
So this year, I'm doing three different ones and bringing in artists from the UK and the Netherlands on a collaboration, and then an artist from the Twin Cities in Minnesota, and a collaboration between a choreographer and playwright. Very poetic, beautiful experiences, some more engaging with nature, some engaging more with perception and space, and those are all under 30 minutes, and really an invitation for you to spend more time, linger, and enjoy the environment at Kotzbahn.
Awesome. And I just wanted to also say, Michelle, because I'm looking at the website, which again is kotzbahn.org, and looking at your flyer, your graphic for the 2026 festival. And I just love it. It's I'm not sure. Do you who did the artwork for it? It's just really beautiful. And I just admire that there's obviously no AI used here. It's such, you know, gorgeous original artwork. It looks like perhaps marker.
It is. Yeah. So this is a poster artist, a graphic designer here in Montreal, where I live during the year, named Alice MC. And she's somebody that I admired her work online and reached out to her. And she is absolutely the sweetest. She did all this research about Kotzbahn in the Hudson Valley and picked up these colors and these themes and the trees and the foliage, everything from her research, and also looked into the artists that we were programming and took inspiration from them. So it really feels very welcoming and true to the nature that we are inviting everybody to be part of.
Yeah, she absolutely nailed it. Well, Michelle, thank you so much again for chatting with us. And again, that's kotzbahn.org. And we'll see you at the festival.
See you there.